I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We've been talking a lot about India in recent days because the nation is facing a number of natural disaster challenges, but alongside that is a growing landscape of opposition to minority religions. Plus, what are the Christian youth in Russia doing with their lives? The answer might surprise you, so stay tuned. But we'll start today in India, where on paper, Christians have religious freedom. But in reality, followers of Jesus face a lot of hostility for their faith. As next year's state elections and the following year's national elections approach, the heat from radical Hindus is intensifying. In the state of Karnataka, a group of Christians is afraid to attend church because it was ransacked last month. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the problem is there are virtually no repercussions for attacks like this. And perhaps even more disturbing is the surveillance encouraging those attacks to happen.
A national network watching for Christian movements, watching for evangelism efforts, literally going into villages and handing out a card with a phone number on it that says, hey, if you see anyone doing evangelism here, if you see anyone, you know, handing out Bibles here, call this phone number. We'll take care of it.
So as neighbors and politicians push for a total Hindu nation, would you stand up for your Indian brothers and sisters in prayer?
We want to pray for their encouragement and boldness, even as they see the tide of government turning against them, that they won't give up and sort of go into a bunker mentality, but that they will continue to share the gospel and continue to be witnesses for Christ.
Next, today is World Food Day, and Gary Edmonds, president and CEO of Food for the Hungry, says today is a call not just for awareness of the global food crisis, but for a response.
We're facing the worst humanitarian crisis since the end of the Second World War. In parts right now of East Africa, the Middle East, 20 million people who are at risk of starvation right now, and we can do something about it.
Food for the Hungry serves over 2,800 communities around the world, and they provide child sponsorships, livelihood and wellness training, and even emergency aid.
We are transporting food, we're transporting water into literally feeding hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people.
Get the full story at missionnews.org to learn more about supporting Food for the Hungry. It's literally changing the lives of people who don't know where their next meal is coming from. And it's also opening the door for FH staff to talk about the eternal hope we have in Christ.
We can be God's agents of compassion. We can be His agents of mercy and of justice for these kind of people. We can bring the truth of the gospel that God is a good God. God is a caring God. And so I would say to us as a people right now who are listening in, let's respond.
And finally, what comes to mind when you think about youth ministry? Is it fun and games? Well, that's not the case for churches in Russia. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says,
they're instituting a program that we support through the Youth in Ministry program that not only focuses on the spiritual development of youth, but also enables them to serve alongside the missionary pastors and the different outreach opportunities that they have through these local churches.
So while the term youth refers to ages 12 to 18 in the U.S., the term in Russia refers to people aged 17 to 30. And these young people aren't being looked at as the future generation of ministry, but rather the present.
But what I'm talking about here are people that are in their 20s. They might have families, and they are giving their lives sold out for the sake of the gospel. And they are living life on mission. And it's exciting to see that God is raising them up. And there is an increasing number of these young people among the churches that are out there.
So pray for these youths and the youth leaders. Pray for their encouragement and faithfulness and that they would continue to be equipped for ministry. You can learn more about this story and the others in today's program at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. It chronicles the lives of 9 Native missionaries working in some of the most dangerous places on earth. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. For your free copy, click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.